with Steve Beaverstein and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House indicates President Biden is not likely to fire Defense Secretary Austin for keeping his current hospitalization quiet. CBS's David Martin.
He has since acknowledged that was too late, too long, and too little information, and has promised to try and do better. But I think he's still got a lot of explaining to do.
New information about that 737 MAX jet that had part of its fuselage tear off right after takeoff.
On three occasions in the month leading up to Friday's incident, Alaska Airlines pilots received a pressurization warning in that airplane. They reported it. It was checked out.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. Meteorologist David Parkinson says after snow comes rain in the east.
We have so much rain coming on ground that is already so saturated. And we're looking at the potential for 4 inches of rain out of this storm.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another bird flu case is confirmed in another commercial poultry operation in northwest Wisconsin. This time, it's in Washburn County. State and federal agriculture officials are on the case. They say birds from the flock are being euthanized and will not enter the food system. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana today. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Up Front he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers has said he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Up to 11 inches in some areas and maybe only a few in others. The National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory for tonight, then a winter storm watch for tomorrow. The alert for tonight is for between 1 to 3 inches, with the watch calling for anywhere from 4 to 11 inches. People closer to the lake could possibly get less. There will also be high winds as part of the storm. In his final months as mayor, John Antaranian is showing support for a train line connecting Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. The Kenosha News reports that in the next few months, there could be developments in the plan to run a commuter rail service along the freight rails from downtown Kenosha to the intermodal station in Milwaukee. The paper reports ongoing discussions between Kenosha Mayor Antaranian and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Packers are headed to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at 3:30. Green Bay beat the Bears 17-9. Standing room only at Lambeau Field. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
What a great atmosphere. Great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere. And anytime you get that type of feeling in Lambeau, I think it's tough on any opponent.
Jordan Love with 2 touchdowns at a quarterback rating of 128.6.
I'm just having a better feel of where I need to go with the ball and getting a better rhythm with just playing quarterback in the pocket. So, you know, I think every game, you know, I've been getting better and the whole team around me has been getting better as well.
And an interesting comment from Quay Walker about what's different about the team this year.
I've been on this team for 2 years now, and the team chemistry is way better than it was the year before. And so once it's like that, man, the season win football games when a lot of guys love to enjoy to play with each other.
That's Packers inside linebacker Quay Walker. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's the calm before the storm. Cloudy skies and highs in the mid-30s, and snow smacking us after 9 o'clock. A winter weather advisory is in effect tonight, as some rain could mix in, and winds begin to whip up to nearly 40 miles per hour. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight, and then over a half a foot tomorrow. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding and recovering Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Monday, January 8th, 2024, now 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in, everyone, back to school, back to work. It is a Monday high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square here in Madison, Wisconsin, where overcast skies, as little as Brittany Merlot said there right before we came on, our meteorologist, the calm before the storm. Mr. Zommers, welcome back. You're feeling a little bit better. You're not totally well, but you were out Friday, feeling a little ill, but you're on the mend.
Yeah, I may not sound like it, but I feel a lot better.
You look better. You look better than the last time I saw you. You were very gray last time and got some color back, so that's good. And again, thanks for Sam Davison for helping out on Friday. It was great to have him here, but great to have you back. Thanks for making the effort to come in.
Indeed.
Always good to hear you. Others, you just kind of laid low this weekend, I assume.
Oh, yeah. I laid down, ate some soup, drank some hot apple juice and like lemon and honey water and stuff like that. All that good stuff.
Very good. Very good. I had a very low key weekend as well. Just kind of rested a little bit on Saturday and did some things to kind of do some sorting and throwing away. Did not get as far as I wanted to in my organization, but I bought a bunch of, for this year, for the family, some Thanksgiving decorations. I went a little overboard, so I returned some of those, but I had bought them at like 50% off. And then by the time I returned them, they've been marked down to 75% off. So I didn't get the full, but I got some. You know, I basically got a fill up of gas. By the way, gas in Madison, I think I paid $2.42 a gallon for E88. That's, you know, with 15% ethanol. But unleaded, E88, $2.42 a gallon last night at Quick Trip here in Madison.
It's not much more for normal gas.
No, it's like $2.40 anything, something like that.
Something like that.
So, yeah, gas prices are at least good right now. So, hope you all had a great weekend as well. Big show on tap for today. I want to get into a look back. We did some things in terms of looking at the third anniversary of January 6th on Friday. I want to look back because this is important. What Donald Trump said, what Elise Stefanik said, what Joe Biden said, and how all this kind of ties into 2024 and the election. By the way, the Iowa caucuses on the Republican side now, 1 week from tomorrow. So the first votes for president will be cast 1 week from tomorrow in Iowa. We're going to talk about all of that and take your phone calls as well. At hour two, Wall Street, could they be coming to Wisconsin to buy up housing, to buy up land? And what is Las Vegas doing about it? Because it's happening there right now.
I think this is a good idea for some bipartisan legislation in Wisconsin to protect our natural resources, to protect our housing in Wisconsin. Because with climate change and everything else, I'm telling you, Wisconsin is one of the best places to live in the world, and certainly in America, given our closeness and proximity to natural fresh water, the Great Lakes, other than this little spout we had this weekend up north, there was a little earthquake. Did you hear about this, Mr. Zommers?
I did not.
Up in like Mole Lake, somewhere like a 2.2 earthquake. No major damage, but yeah.
It's not supposed to happen.
I know. But thankfully, normally we don't have any major earthquakes, no typhoons, no hurricanes.
It's one of the best parts of living in the Midwest.
Exactly.
Not dying to earth.
Right.
Exactly. Well, except for the cold. But
my point is this is a very desirable place to live. And what we want to do is protect it for those of us who actually live here and contribute to it. That's not happening out in Vegas. We'll explain and tell you legislation that could come to Wisconsin to preserve our land and our housing in hour number two. But right now I want to start off with what's happening in terms of weather at 10 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. And again, you know, I'm not sure where you're at in Wisconsin. I'm here in the Madison market. And you know that it's a race now. These TV stations, they want to be the first to tell you about weather. So for, some of it's first warn, some of it's first alert. Oh my gosh, we got to be the first to tell you. So a week and a half ago, they were talking about, you know, this. And then the storm was going south. And so maybe just a couple of inches. Well, now the storm is redirected. And the latest is that the majority of Wisconsin, the middle swath of Wisconsin, is going to get the brunt of this storm in terms of snow. So I want to let you know about it. Again, several winter weather advisories starting late tonight after midnight and then kicking in with a full-blown winter storm warning. And if you want to know where it's at, kind of go from Sheboygan down to Janesville. All right, make a diagonal line from Sheboygan to Janesville, roughly, and then go north from just north of La Crosse up to Marinette, Menominee, just north of Green Bay. So that big middle swath of Wisconsin, kind of from southwest up to northeast, a diagonal line there, that is the biggest swath of where these winter storm warnings are taking effect in that area. So we're talking Green Bay over to Shawano, down to Appleton, WISS and Oshkosh, over to Wisconsin Dells, Richland Center, WRCE, up to La Crosse, WLCX, the Eagle up there, La Crosse, and then down here to Madison at WMDX. All of those listeners, you could expect perhaps, keyword perhaps, up to a foot of snow, maybe some localized heavier areas, and maybe only about seven, so somewhere between 7 inches and a foot in that swath is what they're expecting by the time this is all wrapped up on Wednesday. So it's going to be a major event for a lot of us.
If you don't have to leave your house,
right,
you should not.
Right, just be smart about it. Now, kind of north and south of that area that I said, kind of in the Milwaukee area down to Racine, Kenosha, so our listeners there at WAUK and WRJN, winter weather advisories are in effect. Those folks may see 5, maybe 7 inches of snow on the high end. It's sounding like the more inland you are, the more snow you could potentially get. So winter weather advisories in effect for our listeners at WAUK and down to WRJN in that area of the state. And then north of that main winter storm warning area, Wausau, Bull Falls Radio there, WXCO, right on the edge of it. They could get 7, maybe 8 inches on the high end. And then over to WCFW, the Tap in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Again, a winter weather advisory, maybe somewhere between 4, maybe up to 7 inches of snow. And then if you live, for our listeners up in Amory, WLAK, and up in Hayward, WBZH, over to other parts of the north, maybe only an inch or so. Just a trace of snow way far north. And of course, those are the folks that really want some heavy snow for snowmobile tourism and ski tourism. But the ski areas in the middle part of the state, very thankful for this snow. Also, Wisconsin agriculture, farmers very thankful for this precipitation and this moisture as well. So to Mr. Zahmer's point, if you do not have to travel tomorrow, if you could delay travel tomorrow, that's the best thing. Also, if you're flying out of airports tomorrow in Green Bay, Appleton, Madison, even General Mitchell Field in Milwaukee over to La Crosse, either check far ahead, leave yourself a lot of extra time to get to your flight tomorrow because a lot of flights in Wisconsin could be delayed as well. So don't want to oversell it, but just want to make sure that you're prepared. And again, if you don't have to travel tomorrow, please don't. If you do, make sure you have the necessary equipment in the car. Always travel, as Mom likes to say, with a full tank of gas. And Mom would be very happy, Mr. Zomers, because I filled up last night. Full tank of gas ready for the storm. So
there you go.
We got all that going. So that's the weather. I want to turn quickly to sports. And we'll kind of go through this a little bit more maybe in the second hour. But the Packers, wow, the Packers got a big win over the Bears. Jordan Love in the playoffs. Unlike Brett Favre, unlike Aaron Rodgers in their first season with Green Bay, Jordan Love gets it done. The entire team, of course, as well. The Packers win, beat the Bears at home. They are in the playoffs. They will face the Dallas Cowboys and former Packer head coach Mike McCarthy down there in Dallas coming up on Sunday. The Packers play on Fox TV at 3:30 Wisconsin time. Packers taking on the Cowboys. Should be a great game, Mr. Summers.
Yeah, and I'm not a tremendous sports guy, but I still watch it, especially if I am with people who watch them. Mm-hmm. But that was a fun game to watch on Sunday, and I imagine this one will be too. And it is very interesting with how long the Packers have been good that we seem to have another very competent quarterback.
Yeah, I did not think we would get three Hall of Famers in a row, and too soon yet to say that Jordan Love is a Hall of Famer, but... Wow.
He's showing second, those signs, that's
second,
for sure.
Yes, second most touchdowns in the NFL this season, thrown and by Jordan Love.
More pass touchdowns in his first season than Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. However, some of that is because those were a little less common when Favre was quarterback, but still.
Still. Other playoffs this coming weekend is a bit they call it Super Wild Card Weekend on Saturday. It's going to be the Browns at Houston. That'll be on NBC. If you are a Dolphins and Chiefs fan, I'd be ticked because the Dolphins and Chiefs are at 7:00 Wisconsin time. Where? On the Peacock. So you got to go to the Peacock in order to watch those games. Then on the Sunday, well, there you go. Your Peacock. If you want to see the Chiefs and the Dolphins, you got to check it out on the Peacock. Then on Sunday, it's going to be on CBS. It's going to be Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Of course, the Packers take on the Cowboys on Fox at 3:30. And then the Rams travel to the Lions on NBC at 7:00 on Sunday night. The Monday night game on ABC, ESPN, the Eagles at the Buccaneers. That one kicks off at 7:15. So there you go. Your entire playoff picture in the NFL is set for you. Want to get into the news of the day. We're going to come back and listen to some of these cuts. They are extraordinarily interesting, and we're going to talk about them and take your phone calls as well. Donald Trump, over the weekend, finally getting to Iowa. He's been there a couple of the times, but he had to spend a lot of time in Iowa. Why? Because he's tied up in court cases all this week, or the majority of the week, going to be in court. So he's not going to be in Iowa a lot leading up to the Iowa caucuses on Tuesday of next week. But according to the Associated Press, former President Donald Trump campaigning in Iowa Saturday marked the third anniversary of January 6th by casting the migrant surge on the southern border as, quote unquote, the real insurrection. What did he say about the actual insurrection on January 6th, 3 years ago? We'll tell you about it and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 20 past the hour of 12 noon. Thanks for taking us along. Whether you're sitting at your office eating lunch or maybe you're driving around, taking a walk, a brisk walk, at least in parts of Wisconsin today ahead of the big winter storm bearing down on the state tomorrow. We're glad to have you along. Mr. Zomer is back on the board today and glad to have you along as well. So, again, I want to go back for the weekend to what was happening down in Iowa as former President Trump campaigning there ahead in the polls, trying to solidify. People might forget, Donald Trump did not win the Iowa caucuses in 2016, although he went on to, of course, win the nomination, win the presidency. But Trump tried to make sure that he comes in first in the Iowa caucuses, spent some time there this weekend. And among many egregious things that he said over the weekend, there was one line that's been getting a lot of play, and I want to dissect it for you and really make sure that we all understand what's going on here. Let's go ahead and take the clip. This is Donald Trump on the campaign trail calling what he or saying what he believes the people who are been arrested, stood by a jury of their peers, convicted in many cases. Some of them pled guilty and let the judge sentence them to allegations of crimes, felonies on January 6th. They are now in jail, convicted felons. And here's what Donald Trump had to say about them.
Some people call them prisoners. I call them hostages. Release the J6 hostages, Joe. Release them, Joe. You can do it real easy, Joe.
Release the J6 hostages is what Donald Trump called it. So let's start by going to good old Merriam-Webster. I've still got my paper one around, but now it's everything's online, right? According to Merriam-Webster, the definition of a hostage, there are two definitions. One, a person held by one party in a conflict as a pledge pending the fulfillment of an agreement. Number two, a person taken by force to secure the taker's demands. And kind of a sub definition, one that is involuntarily controlled by an outside influence. That's it. Those are the definitions of what a hostage is. By no accurate account, according to the definition of a hostage, nor the circumstances that are indisputable, the people who are in jail who were insurrectionists are not hostages. They are convicted felons. Again, they've been arrested. Some of them came forward and turned themselves in. Some of them decided to go to a jury of their peers and were found guilty. Others pled guilty themselves and let a judge sentence them. Hundreds of people, well over 200, who have gone through the legal judicial process and who are now serving time in jail because of their crimes. So let's be very clear about these folks. They are not hostages. All right. But yet, yesterday on NBC, Meet the Depressed, as it's been called. Now, look, it's a fine program. Meet the Press. Elise Stefanik, who is in the Republican House leadership in Congress, Republican from New York, Elise Stefanik, got on
with Krista Welker, the new host of Meet the Press, and she started talking about Trump's comments. Here's what Elise Stefanik had to say about Trump's comments in Iowa.
Key question. Do you still think it was a tragic day? Do you think that the people who stormed the Capitol should be held responsible to the full extent of the law?
I have concerns about the treatment of January 6 hostages. I have concerns. We have a role in Congress of oversight over our treatments of prisoners. And I believe that we're seeing the weaponization of the federal government against not just President Trump, but we're seeing it against conservatives. We're seeing it against Catholics. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so proud to serve on the Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Government, because the American people want answers. They want transparency, and they understand that as you look across this country, there seems to be two sets of rules. If your last name is Clinton or it's Biden, you get to live by a different set of rules than if you're an everyday patriotic American. I've been clear, Kristen, if you go back and play the full speech I gave on the House floor, I condemn the violence just like I condemn the violence of the BLM riots, but I also importantly stood for election integrity and security of our elections, which if we don't have that, we do not have a democracy. So the real threat to our democracy is these baseless witch hunt investigations and lawsuits against President Trump, whether it's Tish James or whether we see in the D.C. Circuit Court. And that is undemocratic, and it's shredding our Constitution. And you know who agrees with me, Kristen? The American people. That's why President Trump is winning in poll after poll against Joe Biden.
The Justice Department has indicted a number of top-name Democrats as well, including the president's son, twice. So, I mean, a lot of critics would argue that undercuts your argument. There are two systems of justice.
If you want to try to, I want to answer that.
It goes on back and forth after that. But I wanted you to get in her own words. I didn't want to interrupt her. I wanted her to get the whole thing, so I didn't take it out of context. But to me, that's very disturbing that one of the leadership posts of the House Republican Caucus, the United States House of Representatives, Elise Stefanik, is now parroting and spreading Trump's rhetoric, calling the January 6th convicted felons hostages.
And taking it further, I would like her to provide one example of somebody being imprisoned for being Catholic in 2023.
Right. And again, there's a whole, I don't want to get into this right now, but there's a I don't even want to call it a split. There is a disagreement with some of the very conservative parts of the Catholic Church who don't like the Pope right now. And that's a whole other, you know, cup of coffee. But back to Elise Stefanik. She did take it further, by the way. While interviewing Stefanik, who of course serves in the House Republican leadership, the host, Kristen Welker, asked, quote, would you vote to certify and will you vote to certify the results of the 2024 election, no matter what they are? Stefanik said she would not vote to certify the 2020 results in the state of Pennsylvania and other states because they were, quote, unconstitutional acts circumventing the state legislature and unilaterally changing election law, unquote. After Welker pressed her again on the matter, Stefanik would not commit to certifying the election results and criticized efforts to remove Trump from the ballot in Colorado, Maine, and other states. And again, those are two separate things, right? The Supreme Court's going to hear these cases in Colorado and Maine and maybe Michigan. But the fact that a leading member of the House Republican leadership will not commit to certifying the 2024 election should scare the bejesus out of people. Or at least concern you deeply. Stefanik said, quote, we will see if this is a legal and valid election, unquote. Because she continues to spread what has been proven to be the big lie. That somehow Trump was cheated out of the 2020 election. It has been proven in court by judges appointed by Trump. The 2020 election was fair and free. Paul Ryan has said it himself. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. Back with your phone calls after this. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back. Don't go anywhere. The Tom Elwell Show.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon in northern Wisconsin yesterday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. January is National Blood Donor Month, and that's no coincidence.
January was chosen because it's typically a challenging time of the year for us to collect life-saving blood.
Diane Wright of the American Red Cross says a blood transfusion is performed every 2 seconds in the United States. About 3% of Americans donate blood each year. Each donation helps two or more people in need. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for tonight, followed by a winter storm watch for tomorrow. The advisory for tonight calls for 1 to 3 inches of snow, while the watch for tomorrow forecasts anywhere from 4 to 11 inches. Areas closer to the lake could get less. The alerts are in effect from the Illinois border north to Door County. The Alzheimer's impact is being broken down by county, with Milwaukee and Racine counties ranking in the top of the state listings. The findings show disparities with a larger impact among women, Black and Hispanic Americans, and those with lower education levels. 12% of people over 65 have Alzheimer's in Milwaukee County. That number is almost 11% in Racine County, both ranked in the top 5 statewide. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Packers are headed to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at 3:30. Green Bay beat the Bears 17-9. Standing room only at Lambeau Field. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
What a great atmosphere. Great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere. And anytime you get that type of feeling in Lambeau, I think it's tough on any opponent.
Jordan Love with 2 touchdowns at a quarterback rating of 128.6.
I'm just having a better feel of where I need to go with the ball and getting a better rhythm with just playing quarterback in the pocket. So, you know, I think every game, you know, I've been getting better and the whole team around me has been getting better as well.
And an interesting comment from Quay Walker about what's different about the team this year.
I've been on this team for 2 years now, and the team chemistry is way better than it was the year before. And so once it's like that, man, the season win football games when a lot of guys love to enjoy to play with each other.
That's Packers inside linebacker Quay Walker. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's the calm before the storm. Cloudy skies and highs in the mid-30s, and snow smacking us after 9 o'clock. A winter weather advisory is in effect tonight, as some rain could mix in, and winds begin to whip up to nearly 40 miles per hour. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight, and then over a half a foot tomorrow. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, January 8th, 2024. Mr. Aaron Zommers back on the board. Glad to have him along. Glad to have you along as well on another week here as we get ready to, for a lot of Wisconsinites tomorrow, going to be a little snowy moving in after midnight tonight. And again, kind of from Sheboygan down to Janesville and then go northwest, a line from Marinette, Menominee down to La Crosse. And kind of in that middle swath of the state, that's going to be the main focus of this storm. Could get up to a foot, 12 inches of snow in parts, not maybe not all that entire area, but those are the areas where we may, keyword may, see up to a foot of snow by the time all is said and done on Wednesday, but certainly several inches within that middle swath of the state, probably at least 7-8 inches. So just be aware of that. It's going to be a hazardous driving condition for most of tomorrow in much of the state. Down in Milwaukee and Racine area, winter weather advisories for maybe 5-6 inches of snow, some blowing as well. And then from Wausau, Eau Claire, and in that area, again, maybe 5-6, maybe 7 inches. And then up in Amory and Hayward, maybe a dusting to an inch, maybe two at the very most. Northern, northwestern part of the state, not going to see a lot of this storm here moving in tomorrow across the state of Wisconsin. Keep it here on your favorite Civic Media radio channel, and we'll update you as the storm continues to bear down and move in across Wisconsin late tonight into tomorrow. 36 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, talking about Donald Trump's comments over the weekend in Iowa, in which he called convicted felons of the January 6th insurrection, called them, quote, hostages, unquote. And we read out of Merriam-Webster's own dictionary here. The definition of hostage is, quote, a person held by one party in a conflict as a pledge pending the fulfillment of an agreement. Another definition, a person taken by force to secure the taker's demands. Certainly does not apply to those who have been arrested, those who have been tried, convicted. Many pled guilty without, just said, look, I can see the evidence, and decided not even to go to trial. Of their own will and volition, they themselves pled guilty in a court of law and are behind bars after sentencing. But it went further than that over the weekend as Elise Stefanik, number three person in the House Republican caucus, she mimicked that parroted calling the same people hostages, but then went on to say that she herself would not be willing to commit to certifying the 2024 election. She said, quote, on Meet the Press, she said, quote, we will see if this is a legal and valid election, unquote. Welker noted, the host of Meet the Press, Kristen Welker, noted that she did not hear Stefanik commit to certifying the election results before asking, quote, will you only commit to certifying the results if former President Trump wins? Does that mean only if former President Trump wins, unquote? Stefanik responded with, quote, no, it means if they're constitutional. What we saw in 2020 was unconstitutional circumventing of the Constitution, not going through the state legislatures when it comes to changing election law, unquote. So again, by every imaginable measurement, whether it's journalism on both the left and the right or center, whether it is a court of law, most importantly, a court of law, the 2020 election has been found, and remember, many of these, the courts of law that looked at the 2020 election were judges appointed by Donald Trump. Many of these cases were thrown out. And in fact, now what we're finding out, again, here in Wisconsin as well, you had these fake electors who were intentionally trying to circumvent the will of the people. And not just the popular vote, mind you. Because remember, in America, whether we like it or not, The president of the United States is not elected strictly by popular vote. In each state, the popular vote determines who the winner is, and then that state's electors are assigned, and then it goes to the Electoral College. Technically, the Electoral College is what decides who the president of the United States is. So whether it was 2000 when Al Gore got more votes than George W. Bush, but Bush got more Electoral College votes, whether it was in 2016, where Hillary Rodham Clinton got more popular votes, but Donald Trump got more actual electors in the Electoral College, or whether it is in 2020, when Joe Biden won both the popular vote and the Electoral College vote. It all comes down to the Electoral College. In 2020, and again, I refer you to this great book by Major Garrett and David Becker called The Big Truth. The Big Truth. Major Garrett, chief Washington correspondent for CBS News, who has gone through this 2020 election with a fine-tooth comb. And again, it's not just people from mainstream media. It is people like former Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan, who have said on the record, Donald Trump lost, Joe Biden won. Most recently here in Wisconsin, former Republican Party Chairman Andrew Hitt has now gone under oath on record, even though he was part of the fake electors, claims that he was duped, and says, yes, Donald Trump lost the 2020 election, and has said that he will not support Trump again, along with Paul Ryan. And both of these men, Andrew Hitt and Paul Ryan, have said they will not even attend the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee this year if Trump is the nominee. So I hope folks that may have voted for Trump before might be considering it now. Simply ask yourselves which one of these stories lines up with what you believe. You have to look at the facts. Have to look and see what's actually going on. The other part of this now, narrative, that Republicans are trying to spread, is that somehow the FBI, yes, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, was a part of January 6th in making this whole thing up. Let's listen now to Congressman Jamie Raskin, who was on the talk shows this weekend, what he has to say about these GOP theories of hostages and the FBI.
Well, obviously, it's a major insult and affront to the families of actual hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza right now. But look, something struck me yesterday. It was sort of the dog that didn't bark. The Republicans released hundreds and hundreds of hours of TV security tape from mm-hmm. January 6th. They've had months to examine it. They have not come up with a single shot which purports to capture an Antifa fighter or an FBI agent inciting the insurrection. Nothing. And yet they're still out there spreading their propaganda and disinformation about how it was really Antifa and FBI agents, which of course would make it strange to argued that all these people should be released and Trump's going to pardon them. Why would he want to pardon all these Antifa fighters? So there's no logic in their presentation. It really is characteristic of what you get from authoritarian and fascist political parties.
Now, that's super interesting. Congressman Jamie Raskin, Democrat, but making the point here, look, you know, Trump's saying he's going to pardon these people, but then on the other hand, he's saying that the people who were the insurrectionists were actually Antifa folks and the FBI. So why would you want to pardon the same people that you say committed the crime were Antifa and FBI? It just doesn't add up, quite frankly.
I think that if I had to guess, I'm just trying to come up with some way, something that people might use to justify it. Maybe they're saying that, oh, the people who were there peacefully are the true patriots, and the people who were committing violent acts were the FBI. But then what about all the pictures and videos we see of people with MAGA hats and the QAnon shaman and I don't know. Derek Van Orden and I don't know, man.
Right. That's a whole other ball of wax, right? Derek Van Orden, congressman from the 3rd Congressional District on the western part of the state, Republican, who was there and who put on Facebook a photo bragging about how he was at the January 6th insurrection, claims that he did not go in, but certainly appears to support it and praise all the insurrectionists that were there. We're going to hear from Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence, about these Republican claims the FBI was involved. But first, I want to go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Well, the first thing I've got to say is that this is the continual disinformation, misinformation, and just plain lies that the Republican Party has been spouting since January 7th. And the biggest problem I have is the Democratic Party hasn't really done very much, if anything, to refute those claims. I mean, there is obviously anybody that wants to look at the objective evidence can refute them for themselves. But meantime, you've got all of these big news extremist outlets like Fox News claiming all of this garbage. And what should be happening right now as a matter of fact, it should have been happening since January 7th. The Democratic Party needs to get on every media network that will allow, you know, that will accept these ads, and that'll actually be most of them, I think. Mm-hmm. And they need to show, for instance, things like pictures of the very worst parts of the riots, which isn't very hard to do because there was a lot of bad stuff there, and on January 6th. And then they need to juxtapose that with just a short clip of Trump saying, "I'm going to pardon these." Insurrectionists, and then a quick statement that says, "This is the man who will pardon people that tried to steal your democracy from you."
Mm-hmm.
You
make a great point, Jack. As a matter of fact, this weekend on ABC News on This Week, Democratic strategist James Carville said, quote, "It makes sense on January 6th, but don't kid yourself. On January 8th and 9th, Americans will still be going to the grocery store. People live the economy and experience it many times a day. They don't live on January 6th. So you have people like Carville saying, let's not focus on this so much. But there are a lot of folks like you, Jack, saying that Democrats, you know, they're too spooked by this polling, right? Because now a third of voters are satisfied with the way democracy is working. And that gaslighting among Republicans about the insurrection has not only shifted sentiment on the right about January 6th, but the middle as well. And this comes from The Bulwark, a great story by A.B. Stoddard in The Bulwark today, saying that on the Washington Post UMD poll released last week, underscoring the big lie. Get this. Compared to 2 years ago, 6% fewer independent voters now believe Biden was legitimately elected. You see how they do that, Jack? They just, to your point, the narrative is starting to work. And I agree with you that Democrats and media folks like us need to continue to talk about the truth and the facts, or these lies are just going to become factual in some people's heads. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Come back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. If you're on the line, stay there. We will take your calls. Back after this on the Todd Allball Show, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on Civic Media. 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us. Tunnel Ball along with Aaron Zommers on the board. Going to get to Tom and McFarland on the phone line in a minute. If you'd like to call in, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. But first, I want to play again, not a Democrat, but the Republican vice president under Donald Trump, former governor Republican of Indiana, one of the most conservative Republican governors in America. Mike Pence had this to say on CNN over the weekend in terms of, was the FBI part of January 6th?
It's not just President Biden who's focusing on January 6th, of course. You have Donald Trump still talking about it. Do you want to just like take this opportunity to clear up this lie that the FBI was leading the charge on January 6th? It's obviously not true. I'm sure you know it's not true. Do you want to make that clear to the voters?
You know, I've seen the director of the FBI repeatedly assure the American people that the FBI were not the instigators of the riot that occurred on January 6th. And frankly, I'm very grateful for the efforts of the FBI to bring nearly 1,000 people to justice who ransacked our Capitol and did violence against police officers that day. But you're right. We've been assured again and again that it was not the case. And I just must tell you, having been there that day, I mean, to see people literally breaking windows, ransacking the Capitol, it just infuriated me. I remember thinking, you know, not this, not here, not at the United States Capitol. And I believe everyone that conducted that riot at the Capitol needs to be held to the fullest extent of the law. I'm pleased that many have, but I've never been given any information. I've heard the many repeated assurances from the FBI that they were not involved, and I take them at their word.
Former Vice President Mike Pence, Vice President of Donald Trump, saying that no, the FBI was not involved in planning or participating in the January 6th insurrection. And in fact, the FBI helped bring many of these insurrectionists to justice. Also, did you hear that? Did you catch that? Mike Pence not using the word hostages in terms of people who have been gone through the legal process and are in jail because of their actions on January 6th, not calling them hostages, by the way, Mike Pence. And if you look on social media over the weekend and this morning, Mike Pence is being skewered by Republicans, skewered by MAGA. And he was the vice president under Donald Trump.
In fact, that's actually the source of this clip. We got it from an account that was using that against him somehow. Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tom and McFarland. Tom, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
And, you know, I've always maintained that the Democrats are great at governance but lousy at politics. This would be a perfect example of that. So building on as far as an ad, I would love to see this ad being made. And all of these House leadership of Republicans who are endorsing Trump, there should be a voiceover using their words of how they feel that Trump is the guy, while juxtaposed over January 6th and them running for their lives based off of what was going on at the Capitol and how they were hiding in cloakrooms and offices because of what Trump was doing. That doesn't sound very much like the presidential type of individual to me, but I think that would make a great ad for the Democrats.
No, I think you're absolutely right, Tom. And again, Democratic strategists are fearful that somehow the Republicans are going to use the economy and immigration to turn the tide. But folks need to understand, if you don't have freedom and democracy, nothing else matters. If you have a dictator at the top, nothing else matters. Tom, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
We also have a comment from Tony on YouTube. Dems have a harder time because messaging for something is harder than messaging against something. You can cherry pick and take details out of context when you're against something. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Appreciate the comments, Tony, on YouTube. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, thanks for calling in. Wisco, what say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. A couple points. I hear the comparison to Act 10. There's nothing further from the truth. I was Act 10. It was totally peaceful. Maybe some scotch tape or something was in the building, but nobody died, and no police officers were assaulted. So I like to put that to rest because it's not even remotely the same thing.
Can I interrupt you just for a second? So I hadn't heard this. So it's out. Are you social media or what? People are comparing January 6th to Act 10, really?
Yeah, that's on social media, and I also see it on right-wing blogs.
I'll address that in the next hour, because I was working in the building. My boss was on the committee that oversaw the Capitol. There was virtually zero damage to the Capitol. I'll address that next hour, but Wisco, go ahead. Next point.
And the next point is the Ron Johnson election campaign was another case where the Democrats were too weak to bring up his involvement in January 6th, J6, and they lost the election. That's one of the reasons they lost the election, because they ran a weak campaign against him. But on the other points, Jack, and your last caller pretty much covered what I had to say.
Okay.
I will say this. We do need two strong political parties in this country.
Agreed.
And for the life of me, I don't understand the Trump people. I don't get it. All right, thanks.
Hey, thank you, Wisco Paul. Always appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Jack down in Racine, listening in on our great station down there, WRJN. Jack, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hello. I just have 2 points as well. First is, let's remember that many of our Republican legislators are complicit by their silence. None of our congressmen have condemned it from Wisconsin. Two, Tiffany and Fitzgerald did not vote to certify Biden as president. And beyond them, we have a whole lot of local politicians who are Republicans and states who have not condemned it and really not speaking the truth about it. Of course, Senator Johnson goes without saying. But the other thing is, I wonder if anybody besides me has ever wondered, when you watch the TV show or movie or read about like World War II and Nazis or Italy and Mussolini, and say, well, what would it be like living in a place that was a democracy and then changed?
Right. I get it. Sorry, Jack. Up against a break. Stay tuned. Hour two is next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
WRJN, your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Yes, News Brief.